And do you know what else I like?
Acid. Try that. Mind blowing.
It's gonna be amazing. There's gonna be changes and there's gonna be a revolution. It's not prostitution, but it's close. Hey guys, welcome back to Some Dumb Gaijin with your Some Dumb Gaijin host, JJ. What's up? So you know, a lot has been happening again, the news is fucking crazy, the world is on fire, and I'm just roasting marshmallows on this shit. So the news is going all around. If you watch Joe Rogan and shit, he put out an amazing podcast with Yomi Park. I know I'm not saying her name right, but you know who I mean. Beautiful, wonderful North Korean girl who basically escaped from North Korea, has an amazing story. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, totally, totally recommend it. She's an amazing, amazing person with a crazy story about North Korea. Just mind-blowing. And then a couple weeks later, Andrew Schultz comes on the Joe Rogan podcast and has this to say.
Take that, North Korean lady. That's a real story about struggle.
That was the most entertaining, depressing fucking podcast, bro. Do you think it's all real?
Oh, it's 100% real. She's so small from lack of food.
Not all of her, Joe. I almost started making my girl eat rats after I saw her, dude. I saw her talk on that podcast. All I ate is rats. I was like, oh, did ya?
She came out of North Korea stacked.
I believe it. Don't get me wrong. But
don't you agree?
We don't know what it's like over there because we haven't gone. What if it's okay? What if it's Cleveland?
And basically, the internet is in an uproar and people are trying to cancel them left and right. How dare you say that to the North Korean girl, you motherfucking despicable New York piece of garbage trash motherfucker. Or at least that's what they should be saying, because I mean, come on. She escaped North Korea, has this incredible story, and he just made fun of her? Let's face it. Cancel culture is selective. These cancel culture freaks are getting their news from the internet and Fox News and all this shit, and then they take that and they cancel it. But here's the thing. As Joe Rogan stated, Yomi Park's story has not even been recorded on the New York Times. So, I mean, of course, no one gives a shit if someone fucking goes and attacks her. And again, I'm not hating on Andrew Schultz. I fucking love Andrew Schultz. I'm just making fun of the fact that if Yomi Park was, how you say, popular, or her amazing story heard more than it was, or people giving a shit about North Korea at all, then people would be outraged. But it just shows that because she's not in the New York Times or something and not many people know about her, that no one wants to protect her. Because cancel culture and people these days, selective cancel culture people. And basically, I was fucking having trouble with saying that. Because basically people don't give a shit unless it affects their lives. Who gives a fuck about North Korea and all the people dying in the world, right? As long as BTS and our things we love stay precious to us. Now, of course, I don't want Andrew Schultz cancel cultured. And of course, no one else wants Andrew Schultz cancel cultured. Because he made a fucking funny joke about it too. I mean, it's just comedy. But the shit he said, if relevant, or if concerning people in the West at all, or if she wrote an amazing K-pop song, people would be furious. And the fact that people aren't furious just shows how stupid cancel culture is, how selective it is, and how much of a piece of garbage people are for doing this. And I mean, I just watched Philip DeFranco today, and in his newest video, he was talking about a TikToker that pointed out some guy that was yelling in a train at an old guy. And then he shows this girl on TikTok how she goes, and she's like, I contacted his work and I contacted his family. It's like, you know what? Even if the guy is a big piece of shit, you don't contact the family that has nothing to do with it. And you don't contact their work trying to get the guy fired, because that has nothing to do with it. People have to pay bills, people have to support their family, and you want to fucking wreck that all up because he said some dumb shit? Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And yeah, the same shit happened to me if you watched the last video. So anyways, guys, the BTS army, I buried them, they're destroyed, they got no comebacks, I'm getting my video put back up, and you know, it's just fucking, you can't cancel culture anyone that's not relevant. So I'm in the same park as Yomi here. And in other news, guys, we have Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever country being blown up, taken back over by the Taliban. And the U.S. were just like, fuck you guys. They just got that shit out of there. They were like, Osama bin Laden, yeah, we buried him at sea. Maybe we didn't. Maybe the Taliban is stronger than we thought. Who fucking knows? But of course, no one's trying to cancel culture them, or no one on social media reporting on them, or no one on social media looking up Osama's fucking family and messaging them about what a horrible piece of trash he was. Huh, makes you think, right? But yeah, I'm just so over this cancel culture bullshit. So yeah, I mean, where was I? BTS, cancel culture, cancel culturing the cancel culture. Basically, fuck that shit. And you know, being a comedian in Vancouver, where we have the most PC bullshit stuff in the world, some comedians recently came up to me and they were just like, JJ, you gotta be PC, or else you're not gonna get on the Sirius XM and you're not gonna get any fans and they're gonna cancel culture you and you're not gonna be getting into any more shows. And it's just like, I don't give a shit. If comedy can't be comedy, then there's no point of doing comedy. And there's always a point of doing comedy because people always want comedy. So I'm just gonna keep going and doing what I like to do. But what do you all think? I think that comedy right now is in a surge that is going up, 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 up. And although people are trying to repress it, I don't think that they can. And I think with Joe Rogan and open up his new club and all the people from California going to Texas, it's just comedy's changing all over the landscape. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be changes and there's going to be a revolution. Again, I'm like conjuring my inner Vince McMahon here, aren't I? But yeah. In any case, I'm excited. Plan is a year here, and then I'm fucking off to Austin because no Canadian can ever make it. Hard truth, sad truth, but there it is. And you know, I keep getting more comedians and more creative people, and I'm looking forward to creating some amazing stuff, and you guys can all look out for that. Coming soon, baby. And what else is new? Not a lot, I guess. The world is just on fire and shit's happening all over, but you know what? I'm just enjoying it. Like I said before, the world is just one giant bonfire and my marshmallow is roasting, ready to be turned into a s'more. Ah, like a cheap whore. That many adore. Aren't I a bore? Yeah. I can't rhyme with shit. Oh, man. Yeah. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I know something to talk about. Something juicy in the life of me. So now with Canada and weed being legal, being back in Canada, I found something just so special in my life right now. And yes, that's weed. So as some of you may know from listening to other podcasts, if you do a little bit of weed or even get caught with a tiny, even a gram, half a gram or whatever, a speck of fucking weed in Japan, 10 years prison and a $20,000 fine. And Japanese prisons are horrible too. I'll get into that in a bit. But in Canada, weed is free, weed is legal. And oh my God, is it just a wonderful, wonderful thing. It takes away all stress, it relaxes you, it makes you feel great, and hell, Canada did the best thing in the world by making it legal, in my opinion. I am loving it. You can smoke a big fatty. You can eat your edibles. Goddamn candies taste the same as like any other candy. You can fucking do it however which way you want. If you want to vape it, whatever. And it's just amazing. I love weed. I love it. And you know what else I like? Acid. Yeah. Tried that. Mind blowing. But I don't know if I'll ever do it again. Yeah, right, I'm gonna fucking do it next week. But to my Japanese fans, you don't know what you're missing. But, and the acid story is a fucking amazing. Yeah, you know what, I'm gonna fucking tell that. That was a fun time, dude. So me and my buddy, we went to the Seawalk on Vancouver. And it's just this big, like, road that you can go down on your bike or walk with people. And me and my buddy did that for like an hour there and an hour back. And before we did it, we took a tab of acid. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. Because when we got back, we were all tripping in front of people and it felt great and it felt amazing. And the walls were turning colors and I was just having the time of my life. And then my buddy was tripping out because he had his car parked in this parking lot. And he's just like, dude, I don't know how much time I have. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I was just like, dude, chill. Ride the wave, brother. And he started tripping out. So another buddy came. And then he was the only, what did you say, sober one, I guess? But he calmed my buddy down. And then it was just, 8 hours of magic. Like Fantasia, that Disney one where Mickey Mouse is all doing magic. Felt like that in some weird way. But yeah, so that was amazing. Japan couldn't do anything like that. Japan, not even weed was allowed. And I met a buddy that went to jail in Japan. I think I talked about him before, maybe I didn't. Anyways, he was a host, which I talked about definitely before, but basically guys that get paid to drink with women. It's not prostitution, but it's close. But anyway, so he had this really cool job in Japan where he's getting paid to drink maybe $1,000 a day. Fucking amazing experience doing that. But one time their club and another club got in a big brawl on the street. And I guess he got into it. And he was a white American, I think. And then when the cops came, they were like, who started it? And all the Japanese were like, that guy. And he got arrested. And then the judge and shit were like, dude, did you start it? And he said, no. And then he went to jail. Because in Japan, you are guilty until proven guilty. There's no innocent. If they think you're guilty, they're going to pressure you until you admit that you're guilty. And that's exactly what happened to that guy. His lawyer came in and he goes, dude, I don't know if he said dude. Maybe I'm just fucking a huge stoner that I say dude all the time. But his lawyer came in and his lawyer was like, if you just say that you did it, then you can get out of jail. Basically that simple. And he said, but I didn't do it. I didn't start the fight. And I was just defending myself, which was true. He was just doing self-defense. He didn't even actually jump into the brawl. And the lawyer said, just say you did it. And he said he did it. Then he got out, like 2 days later. He spent a week in that jail. And he was saying the cops were throwing their keys against the wall, keeping him awake when he's brushing his teeth. They go, faster, 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 hurry the fuck up, you foreign scum kind of thing. Whew. And when he told me that story, man, my mind was blown. Because I thought, like, Japanese jail was like The Simpsons. You can just, like, burst through the paper walls. And everyone was nice to you. Because everyone in Japan's super nice.
Your wife has paid your bail, Mr. Simpson, son.
Thank God. Can take another minute in this hellhole.
But, no. Cops are horrible human beings in Japan, and the living space is horrible. He's like, the toilet was full of shit and piss, never cleaned before. The walls, everything was filthy. He was treated like shit for a crime he never even done. And if you have pot, think of 10 years of that, right? And there's a lot of foreigners that go to jail for pot, man. When I was there, just before I came back to Japan, for the first time, like I said, in 2009, when I came back to Japan after like living in Canada for the bit. It was big thing in the news. Some American went to jail for possession of pot. And then after that, like three famous Japanese people went to jail for pot. One guy too, I guess his CDs, he was like a huge musician and all of his CDs were pulled off the shelf because he did marijuana. And, foreigners go to jail all the time for it. Again, 10 years in prison. Also, no phone call. So if you go to prison in Japan, your family's searching for you. They're like, I haven't heard from my son in however long. Where the hell is he? Where the hell is he? Japanese government doesn't even know that he's in jail. So they have to call the jail all around Japan, trying to find the one jail that their son is in. And yeah, it's a big, big, big clusterfuck. And I forget what the French guy's name is that they wanted to arrest too. And he was like, yeah, fuck that shit because I'm innocent. Gosen or something. But yeah, he knew how bad Japanese jail was. So he wasn't going to go to jail. And he smuggled out. And then now Japan is arresting people that were dealing with him or helped them and stuff. And yeah, Japanese prison is a scary thing. But for something that's legal all around the world, such as weed, to go to prison, that must fucking suck. And, yeah, so I'm glad I'm out of that shithole, and I'm glad that I'm back in Canada where it's legal, and, all depression and thoughts of, like, shit go away. Anyways, this podcast turned into like the pro-weed legalization party podcast now, didn't it? But anyways, guys, you know, just a little update of things that are happening and just how great my life is right now. And crushing the BTS army was also a plus. They got nothing left to do with me. And just killing it here in Canada with all the comedy and good things are coming, people. Good things are coming. I'm going to have a little bit of tweaks to my podcast, I think. And then maybe some skits coming and just a lot of good shit. So stay tuned, people. Peace and love. And see you next time. Hona ta da mata ta na na. Hona mata na. And I guess nobody knows what that means, do they? Oh, actually, you know what? We're not gonna end the fucking podcast yet. I'm gonna give you motherfuckers something special, okay? So I'm gonna show you guys something that I haven't showed on this channel, I don't believe, for a long time. And that's some Japanese comedy by JJ. Because I've been getting a lot of shit recently on my TikTok that I uploaded about the heckler and stuff. If you want to check it out, I can put a link of it here, I think. And basically, people are coming at me from all angles. You're not Japanese. You didn't live in Japan. You don't speak Japanese. And it's like, fuck you. I mean, how are you going to say where I spent most of my life and fucking doubt me on my Japanese skills? I mean, besides uploading thousands and thousands of videos of being in Japan and uploading videos of me speaking Japanese, I guess the trolls are gonna troll, right? But anyways, it's been a while since I uploaded anything with my Japanese comedy, and you know that's a big part of my life, and I love Japanese comedy still. So I thought I'd give you guys a treat and show you, about a 5-minute set of me doing Japanese comedy, one of our best bits in Japan, or at least my favorite bit with my manzai partner, and it was called Sachan. And this skit, or konto, or basically sketch comedy bit, that's what konto means, konto, sketch comedy. So this sketch comedy bit that we did, basically the idea came from me and him doing a live stream on a Japanese app called 17, which I think is going to be the next YouTube. I mean, live streaming is crazy. People are making fucking shitloads of money in Japan and Asia with it. I don't know why we don't really have it. I guess you can't beat Twitch. But anyways, guys, so... fucking social media. But anyways, guys, so basically, Sachan is a nursery rhyme in Japanese, and it goes something like, Sachan wa ne, honto to you wa sachigo ya de. Actually, I fucked that up too. Anyways, it's something like that. I'll play the song here. And basically, Sachan is a nursery rhyme about a little girl, and there's a dark history about it too, all about like demons and shit, which is really cool. I wanted to put that into the sketch somehow, but we never got into it. But the premise was I sang it online on the 17 app, and a bunch of people laughed, and they were like, holy fuck, you know, a foreigner fucks it up and he looks stupid, that's so amazing. So I thought, do that on stage, make a story about it, and bam, you got one of the funniest sketches in Tokyo, Japan. And we were rocking clubs like crazy with this bit. It's actually one of the favorite sketches I wrote in Japan. I mean, a lot of people doubted my abilities as a foreigner, and they said, oh, you know, you're white and you're not from Japan, you don't understand Japanese comedy, let your Japanese partner write everything. And I said, hey, 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 my partner's favorite comedian sucks shit. I'm a downtown Gaki no Sky fan. I know what's good. Just to toot my own horn. But, you know, I wrote this bit. I had a lot of faith in it. And it took me like 2 months to write it. And then when we put it out there, it was fucking amazing. People were laughing so hard. They were coming up after the show, congratulating. They're like, oh my God, a foreigner doing Japanese nursery rhymes. That's so cool. And then it wasn't until way later that I realized it was like, huh. You know, I basically did Andrew Dice Clay, but in Japanese. In a way. And you know, it was just an amazing experience. I loved it. I wish I could keep doing this sketch. I really, really miss Japanese audiences when I did this, their faces. Children were watching it, they loved it. Adults were watching it, they loved it. And I always modified it a bit. But anyways, Here it is, check it out, with subtitles that took me 4 hours to do. Let's go.
これから日本の昔の記憶は集約してほしい。
あ、なるほど、わかりました。
さっちゃんはね、
さっちゃんはね、さっちゃんです。さっちゃんはね、さっちゃんいると思っちゃいますよ、これ。
の、さっちゃんウィン。
さっちゃん羽になってますね、さっちゃんウィン、さっちゃん羽。さっちゃんはね、さっちゃん羽になってますね。違いますよ、多分。違います。アホ、ゆえよ。ゆえよ、ゆえよ、ゆえよ、おかしい。
サチコって言うんは本当はね。
サチコって言うんだ、本当は。サチコ is リアルネームとかちゃいます？
の、Her real name is Sachiko, that's very wing!
Wing, boy! Wing, that boy! It's really funny, it's really funny. Real wing, wing, boy! It's wrong!
Nexo!
Nexo, it's like Nexo! But
you're small, so you call yourself Sachiko. Sachan, do you know?
I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy.
It's easy! It's easy! But she calls herself Sachan because that's very young! It's easy! It's
hard for me, it's so long.
鼻くそ
鼻くそネクストね鼻くそじゃないです
よおかしいなさっちゃん
さっちゃんイズ先生これさっちゃんイズスナックおかしいスナックとかボケてくるんちゃいますこれさっちゃんイズスナック
ズレンジさっちゃん
スナックって書いてるやんか僕はスナックって書いてるじゃないですか
アホ
アホアホじゃないですよ僕
さっちゃんがね
さっちゃんイズ
さっちゃんマニ
もうええねんって金になってるんですよね、先のやつね、もういいねんってそれ、先やったから
トコエイチャーっては本当かな
たくさんやね、やっぱなトークエイがファーなんでそれ以外わかんないです、教えてください
She changes many stars
欲しいなって死ぬもんでるやん悲しいんでやめてくださいよ、そんな言い方すると
だけど小さいから僕のことを忘れてしまう本当に持
ってかれめちゃくちゃですよねそういう気になっちゃったんですけどあの長いで難しい分かんないですって
うー収穫の英語
ああほんまっすか
何か適当
に言うんだよ適当すぎるやろそれ
はい最後
最後ですかはい
寂しいなさっちゃん
さっちゃんイズサッドリちゃいますよそれ悲しいみたいなもんなんで
ラブリーのサッチャ
ーどうしたんですか先生大丈夫ですか大丈夫ですか何があったんですか
実は私は日本人とメキシコ人のハーフでも私の名前はサッチャーじゃなくて逆でナチョスなんでもなんでもなんでもなんほれ
どうもアナシャ
So yeah guys, what did you think? Not bad for a white guy. Pretty fly for a white guy. Ba-da-da-da-da. Right? But yeah, so that's one of my favorite bits that we did. M1. Still collect these, I don't know why. When we did M1, this is one of the biggest tournaments in Japanese comedy in Japan, which stands for Manzai 1, and I have one more of them somewhere here. But, Those showed that we entered M1 and we went to the next stage. I think we got to about the fourth stage. And then if you get to the fifth stage, you're on television and basically you're already famous. So we're just cut short from becoming like mega, ultra, uber Japanese comedy stars. And yeah, let me know if you guys want to see more Japanese comedy and I can upload more of our bits because hell, we had a whole bunch of them before.Corona and then I had to leave. And yeah, if you guys love that, let me know if you want to see more Japanese comedy. I'll see what I can do. Maybe I'll put more up or maybe I won't. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching and check you next time. Hona to the mata to the na. Peace. Oh yeah, you guys don't even know what hona mata na means, do you? Basically, it's like see you later, love ya, peace. Or at least that's what it means to me. Huh, who knows? I don't know Japanese, right? Alright, guys. See ya. Peace.